It's called Mahaprabhu Sadhana. It is on records. That is the house where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the house. He arranged fabulous programs for us.
There is good potency in South India.
Oh, yes. It's very promising.
Secretary of our committee over here.
Ah.
And president of the Rotary Club in Mira.
So your arrangement was very nice, right? What is that? Paper?
The father is donating for Krishna's deity.
And he is donating for the temple.
Do you comment?
Vaishnava say that the gold ring is smaller in quantity than the gold mine, but the only way in this material world, that is only a material example, because something can be separated from the general mass. Because there are many different elements. You can tell the difference between a gold ring and a gold mine because there is air and space. But there is eka Brahman advitya nasti. There is only Brahman. So you cannot say that there is a big Brahman and a part and partial Brahman. The words part and partial you have only written into the sruti for your own.
So that is not your rascal's imagination. It is spoken by the Lord himself. How many wrongs? He's not rascal like you. That he will say something which is wisdom.
So that is only during his avatar.
That's all I he says like that, you have to accept it. Bhagavad Gita.
In the lower stage.
Lower stage, not that is a. You are in the lower stage, you cannot understand. But what he says there is right. How many wrongs? Sanatana, eternal Lama. It is not that made also at the present time. Sanatana. From the very beginning.
And it is contradictory.
No contradictory. It is not contradictory.
When
he says, Mamai Vansa Jiva, these Jivas, they are eternally my answer. It is not that because now in the material world it has been applied.
How can there be any truth outside the world?
Huh?
How can there be any truth separate from the
yes, but whatever the Lord says, that is truth. Not your statement is truth.
No, just like if I say,
you cannot say.
Warmly, you should address warmly.
You cannot say.
And then I come in the summer and you're still addressing warmly. It's for time and circumstance. Only your immediate.
He is spiritual, fragment, eternally existing. Nityan, Kyana, there are others, Puran,
Namaskar. How can there be any truth separate from the Lord?
It is not separate. You are thinking
separate. The gold ring is separate from the gold.
No. That is your material concept.
Yes.
But everything is
a material example.
Everything
came from you Vaishnavas.
Uh-huh.
We cannot. We go directly from the Sruti.
Then you don't accept Bhagavad Gita. Then you don't accept Bhagavad Gita.
Like avatar, these things might go on. But actually,
ultimately, everything will become one.
Jivatma will become one with the Paramatma.
Huh?
That was
the one. That is because of the
it appears differently.
Yes.
But actually, there is no difference.
No.
So we are one with God.
Huh?
So we are one.
But why one? You are one and different. Vedavis, Achinda Vedavis. Parenthesis, one and different. It's like this. This is one and different. They feel and have come from the body, there is one. But it's still that different. Even in the hogs and pigs, the Achinda Vedavis are different.
We watch
it. It's
only
during
the manifestation of
Prana.
But actually,
it's just like in Vrindavan. There are. But still, there are trees, there are flowers, there are water, there's house, there's open. But they're all Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhagi. All are Ananda Chinmaya. Vishesh Padhi, it is not a Vishesh Padhi, a Vishesh. What is this?
Alex,
yes, see, it is already Hare Krishna. One
day it was made in December 74. No work has been done since then.
Why not? Let us have this land. We can develop.
Very nice land.
Yes. Upanishad. Upanishad. That is both in my Krishna. He has also basic literature. Panchamvedas. Mahabharata. For understanding of the common man. Sri Sutra Vijayavandana. Rajana Sri Yodhara. Woman, Shudra, and Vijayavandana. We cannot understand directly Veda.
But even Bhishma, when he was on the battlefield, he said, I have given up my Veda, Vedagya. So he became one.
One you are already. Because you are foolish, you cannot understand. That is our will. I am not different. It's like my finger is not different from me. If the finger thinks I am different from the body, that is ignorance.
Just as we say that ignorance consists of not understanding the difference between the jiva and the paramatma, the Mayavadi says that ignorance means to understand the difference between jiva and paramatma.
They say that the difference, that means that there is difference. If they say like that, that there is difference.
They say that oneness, that is the real knowledge.
No, no, that's all right. But why they say difference?
They said to see that our vision of difference, that our vision of difference, that is ignorance. When we understand through the Jivatma to be different from God, from Bhagavan, that is ignorance. That our vision of seeing God,
we admit that. But when we see that I am separate from them, same example, if the finger thinks that it is separate from the body, that is ignorance. Because the finger is required by the body to serve the world. If it is no, I love Sadhvi because I am deeper. That is ignorance. That is ignorance. That is going on. The Slava is that it seems to serve God. That is ignorance. If we are part and parcel of God or one with God, how can we choose to serve? That is ignorance. Where the finger is my part and parcel of the body, it cannot refuse to serve, I say immediately, it comes. So if the finger thinks that I am one, why shall I serve the whole body? Let it in. Chetan, chetan means activity. So if I have one with God, then my activity should be simultaneously with God. That is one. I don't disagree. God says you do it. I disagree. God says you surrender to me. But I refuse. That is it. If I'm actually one with God, I'm asking you to do this. You do it immediately. But if you do not do it, that is it. Guru Ravagya, then you put on Kapuran. Similarly, one message is no disagreement. That is one. Chetan. Chetan means I can disagree or agree. That is Chetan. So, Chetan or Chetan. So, when God says that you agree, you must be. That is agree. That is one. If you do, that is it. How can you refuse? The family will take the whole family. And the head of the family, not somebody, to do something. If he refuses, then that is rebellion. It is safe. The citizen must agree with the government. Chetan means he has not all these things. If he likes, he can agree. If he likes, he can agree.
So there are big words that you merge and you become that. So
that is Marji. They do not know what is Marji. Merging means so long I was disagreeing, now I agree to abide by God. That is merging. Just like seven states, they merge into one. So they agree to work unitedly. That is merging. Merging does not mean that you have got your discretion and that is finished. That is not merging. Then you are Chetan is lost. How can he lost?
Prabhupada, I know that many rivers flow into the same sea. Their example is that many rivers, they flow into one sea and then they lose their individuality.
Because they're short-sighted, blind, that there are many individual living entities within the river. But they are blind, they cannot see that. Because it is covered by water, they see only the water is there. Because they are blind, rascals, they cannot see. But they go deep into the water, they will see there are so many individuals, millions, and they are living in the same river.
But there's no difference between the individuality.
Yes, there is no difference. You see that is acceptable. That is individuality and no individuality. So long they are living there within the river, there is no individuality.
That example is also a juggler of words because let's say the Mississippi River is the quantity of water that's on the land.
when it goes into the ocean, you don't say that now the Mississippi River is in the ocean. Mississippi River is still individual?
Yes.
The ocean is another.
Mississippi is not finished.
Yeah. And the water molecules still in
the ocean? According to that, the water is again taken up. And it is thrown into the Mississippi. But these Ruskins who think that we have now merged here, now we were there, that is Ruskins now. They will take them out and throw them again.
That is good.
Arujapitrena, now this is fact. Arujapitrena, param padam sata patam tiyada.
They cannot swim.
They will be taken out by the nature's law. Converted into clouds and thrown. Again come. They're thrown away. So we cannot stay. And again, they become water and come through. So this is going on. Coming and going. So there, merging is not fact.
Vimuktamani.
Yeah, Vimuktamani. Yes.
That claims Vishnu as the supreme. But where does it say that Vishnu, I mean Krishna, is the source of Vishnu from the Smriti?
Brahma says, Ishvara Parama.
Brahma Sanghita is Smriti.
Yes. Brahma spoke to the Vedas. So whatever you speak, that is Smriti. It is therefore called Samhita. Samhita means Veda. Smriti. As soon as it is called Samhita, that is Veda.
This is the examination for Bhakti Vedanta and Bhakti Shastri.
Mm-hmm.
It was thought that it would be given examination.
Yeah.
What is the subject matter, syllabus for...
What about book we have got? It's to study Bhakti Shastri means Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Instruction, Beyond Death. In this way, we select some 10 books.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it says.
So when will that...
Then you come to Bhagavad. Then you come to Chaitanya, Chaitanya, and this way. So from next year, unless one passes Bhakti Shastri, he cannot be second in the chair. First initiation is open for everyone. Come on, stand for it. That is important. And then, let you understand what is going to be.
This is very good, because then those that will become second, those that will have second initiation will have to know the scriptures, will have to know your books.
Yes, that is.
Unless they know your books, they will never be picked up the bodies.
Yes.
Many times people give second initiation because they need a pujari.
No.
Puranas have different bijas, Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
So, some person said that there is a Ganesh Gita. Similarly, there are different demigods, they speak their Gita.
Mm-hmm.
And they also say, they show the universal form, or they say that they are Parabrahma, Paradhana, they say the same things. In
that's all right, let them do that. I will take Bhagavad Gita, that's all. Sometimes that's also Bhagavad Gita, Kinchita Gita. If Bhagavad Gita is understood a little only, he becomes liberated.
Then why should it be called the Bhagavad Gita and not the Krishna Gita?
Huh?
Krishna is referred to as Bhagavad.
Bhagavad Gita, not Bhagavad Gita.
No, Bhagavad.
Yes, it's just the Bhagavan Sahib. It's just the Bhagavan Sahib.
Bhagavan, I don't
know. Bhagavan, everyone. Little position, opulent.
But these other Gitas are named after the demigods.
That's all right. He can be called Bhagavan. He's not ordinary man. Can be called. But the real Bhagavan. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. That is it. The real Bhagavan is here. But these demigods have a little opulence. Not equal to Krishna. Therefore they are sometimes called Bhagavan.
But the Gita's are not called Bhagavad Gita, they're called by their. Do they have the potency to show the universal form?
Oh.
The demigods?
Yes. What is that universal form? Nothing. Any. I am a powerful living
The other Vaishnava Sampradaya, such as the Madhva Sampradaya and the Ramanuja Sampradaya, they do not understand that Krishna has his own planet, Goloka Vrindavan. They think that there is only Vaikuntha and nothing else.
And that their knowledge is imperfect. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said. Goloka Nami Nidhaam Nitali Uchatas.
This is why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to Puri, he said, I've met many Ramanujas, many Madhavas, many Buddhists, but I like Ramananda Roy very much because he has this knowledge of Radha Krishna. In South India, there are very few Radha Krishna. And what they have is some Puranas. The marriage of Radha and Krishna, they perform. Oh. Radha Krishna Kalyan.
Yeah.
Marriage. House.
Yeah.
And the Brahma Vaivarta. So a court case appears. One man has some property in the name of Radha Krishna deity.
Mm.
The court said, you only have the quota for one family. So he argued that Radha Krishna are not married, they are two separate families. So they should have double.
Land.
Quota of land.
But
he won the case on that. But if somebody came from the south, they said, no, they can be married also.
I think how about you? You go to the ceremony of Radha and Krishna.
Brahma Vaivarta. I heard. They were married by Brahma.
Any court then last night?
No, nobody. English speaking audience, any questions and answers?
The queen arranged yesterday.
What is the best society? What is the best
food? And the needy.
Yeah, everyone is poor. Who is rich? That's all time. Who is rich?
Rich in the sense luxurious living.
He's not really living very luxuriously. That he has no disease, he does not become old. Does not become? Then very recent. These things have been done by so many other people. And we are doing something which is ultimate. Where the hospital will give some medicine when there is some disease. But that does not mean there will be no disease. That can be guaranteed. I give this medicine, no more disease. We are giving less medicine, then no more disease. That is the best for Sangha. Aptadeham punajjanvanaisi. We are giving this medicine. And after leaving this body, so for this body is concerned, some or other will pass on. And as soon as you give up this body, aptadeham punajjanvanaisi, you'll have no more birth. And if you have no more birth, there will be no more death. And if you have no more birth, then there will be no more disease. This is our process. Tattadeham punarjanmanaiti mahavai. Not that he is finished. He goes to back to home, back to home. This is our process. So, your question is answered or not? Your question is answered or not?
Not completely.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Why is it not fully?
Kind of this is a layman.
Why should layman? Why should not wise man? Why should he insist to remain a layman? Why you are persisting to remain a layman? Why?
But they won't.
They not what I am talking with you. They are all foolish. We call them murhas. This is in a murhas. So their demand is not legitimate. If a murha, if your small child says, Father, give me bidi, cigarette, bring this, give me. Because he's murha. So, the father is intelligent, no? Similarly, the murhas may demand. They open this hospital. But we are not going to do that. We know the whole hospital requires so far the body is concerned, but there are so many hospitals. The real hospital which is not existing, we are starting. The one which is not possible for the so-called leaders and politicians. Trying to clear this.
Once you mentioned the story that when you were young, you saw a mother running across the street in Calcutta, beating her child because his brother had typhoid fever and he fed him the parotas.
Yeah.
Even socially, though, without religious, scientific, practical God consciousness, how can there be a civilization? How can anyone know that there's a difference between right and wrong or morality?
That,
unless there is God consciousness, you know that someone is watching everything they do. If you avoid that, it's like they say, they want Ram Rajya without Ram. But they want the Rajya.
The laws and legislative assembly there are, and there is punishment, there is court, everything is there. That we are discussing last time. But where is the honest man? Why? In spite of laws, legislative assembly, court, and everything, the wholesale rogues and denounces. Then what is the use of this? What is your answer? Why you are checked on the airport? Just like a culprit, criminal. You cannot trust even a gentleman. Although he is educated, maybe holding very good office, but still he is not to be trusted. This is the result of your so-called conscience. Now, there is no honest man throughout the whole world. And what is the use of such a people? And what is the use of them living? Let them die. No hospital for them.
In America, they have the highest man in Calcutta. He had, he was a devotee, rich also. He had some kidney thing. He wanted to go to the Calcutta hospital. They said, all the beds are full of Naxalites, with bomb wounds and stab wounds and fighting wounds. They could not get a bed in the hospital because it was full of gundas. Hospitals were all full of gundas. In America, they have the highest quality of hospitals and schools and everything, but yet the young people are turning to be hippies. So I've mentioned that in the introduction to your lecture of devotion.
Yes. What is the use of such education? Education means to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. That is it. Education means enlightenment, to know what is right, what is wrong. That is education. On this street, there is a signboard, keep to the left, or keep to the right. This is education. This is education. One must know how to run the car this side. Education means enlightenment. You foolishly do something, immediately you become criminal. So education means to enlighten. To know what is it right for this. That is it. People do not know. What is the meaning of it?
In all these schools, young people are learning all the bad habits from the schools. Instead of getting to learn how to do right things, they're learning to do all wrong things.
Right.
Because of associations with people from low families.
And they even have sex education in school. They're teaching people how to be rogues.
Our education is, first of all, to become brahmacharya. Modern education is how to become privacy. That's education. And for this purpose, there are big universities, high chancellors, and on.
Now, everything is so degraded that in American universities they have co-educational toilets.
Oh, boy.
Gradually, they are becoming animals. Or they are already animals.
The principal of my school used to be a priest. He used to give us these classes, whereby he would tell the students that one must experience sex life before marriage. He was propagating illicit sex life in school. And being a principal and so on, please speak to that because so degraded.
And the Pandit said he had reference in the Brahmanda Purana was killed by Lord Nrsimha.
friends?
No, that was good. All right.
That's the way the sauce is. Practically digest this house without any cost, yeah? And whatever they get punished, they get fixed.
Why is the tea coffee?
Charge means art. Art. So on the water there is art. Bhumi rapa.
Yes.
So within the water there is art. And within the fire there is water. And within the air there is fire. It's food. From sky to land, these are the different transformation stages. Nellaru?
Nellu.
Eat rice only?
Yes, rice only.
South India, they only eat rice and butter. In Mysore, we had a meal. The gentleman served us 9 different kinds of rice. Navadanya. Rice with yogurt, rice with chili, rice with dal, rice with everything.
Yes, that is system in South India. It's rice.
Now we can see
it's like in North India, that puri, kachori, balusai, singara. There is ghee, wheat, and sugar, and salt. Varieties. Hundreds of varieties.
Maybe it has something to do with the weather.
Huh?
The colder weather?
Whatever it may be, that in northern India, when there is some festival, they will purchase. I mean to say, grains, I mean wheat, and chana, and ghee, and sugar. Then they will make hundreds of people. Okay.
Yeah, we call it as pongal.
Huh?
We make it as pongal, we call it.
Chana,
sugar, we prepare it.
Laddu, we prepare laddu.
They
prepare so many things. The main ingredient is this. Besan, atta, ghee, sugar. Also, they eat rice tomorrow.
Tiger.
You understand what is meditation? You understand what is meditation? Do you understand? What is meditation?
Doing all thoughts there, coming to pure silence of the mind.
But how you can be silent?
No, that's why you can sadhana. In
silent
samabhava, and
silent is also big. Sounds are silent. That is not meditation.
But mind cannot be silent. The mind must be made to silent.
Then
how you can make silent? By samabhava and seeing everything, God is everything.
Yes.
I told him about it.
He is not silent. That is wrong idea. The meditation means to think of God. That is wrong. Brahma Bhavana is also not practical. Parabrahma Bhavana.
Paradev Bhavana.
Krishna Bhavana. And that is Krishna consciousness.
Supreme Lord.
That is real meditation. Meditation does not mean to make the mind better. It's wrong. People are thinking well. Cannot be. One girl that is written said, meditation to make the mind out of all thoughts. So she said, she thought that how can I be without thoughts? This without thought, I think, that is a thought. But they are going bogus, it's 2 hours in meditation.
Thinking about the God thought, in course of time it will be empty, mind will be empty.
So unless you come, according to your idea, unless you come to that emptiness, you are not perfect. But that will never come.
Then only it will be empty.
That will never come. So therefore it is bogus.
In the beginning it is bogus.
No, in the beginning bogus and it is always bogus. Because mind cannot do without thought. So why do you propose without thought? That is not possible. Everybody is bogus.
What is the beauty of having emptiness?
That is another. Emptiness has this trouble with so many anxieties. Therefore he wants to make it empty.
That's simply negative.
Negative idea. That is material idea.
Yeah.
That is not spiritual.
Nowadays people are going silence, but they write questions and answers by paper. This time I'm observing silence.
There was a
I think there is no sound.
In Alapan we met a man like that. But he was moving around so much, he was more active than the GS Fox.
Even to Dalai Lama, one day a week on Sunday, it's his silence day. He doesn't speak to anyone on Sunday.
Yeah,
my
God.
Jews are becoming silent. What is the utility?
For people who are rascals, it is a very good idea. Then they won't talk nonsense.
Yes.
For them it is all.
It is good for them.
But they cannot speak anything good. But that remains silent. Simply by hearing, he will become purified. Why we shall become silent? Let them hear.
Satatam kirtayam dhamma.
Yes.
Krishna
says, Satatam kirtayam dhamma. Why? Never says that you become silent. Very. Can you show me any verse? And the Bhagavad Gita. Can you show me any verse where Krishna has advised that you become silent? Or the mind is vacant? Where these things?
Manmanabhavam.
Mind should be absorbed in my thought. Manman. That is the command. Where does he say that make your mind better? And think of nonsense. Never say. And why does he say that you become silent? Never say. Jarnam paramam bhuyam mad bhakti so vihasati. Anyone who speaks about this Bhagavad Gita, he is my dearmost friend, he said. So why you answer this silent? Our ultimate aim is how to become and dear mosque to Krishna. And here I say that you become silent. Why shall I become silent? That was some Kirtan Tagma. Radhaji recommends that he is always be engaged in glorifying me. Where is he silent? These are all manifested by the reference. So many meditation, silence, these are not recommended in the Bhagavad Gita.